City Council meeting. The teachers' union is continuing to push for a review of class sizes. It also wants a study of class composition. That's the number of students in a class with special needs. It could be anything from kids with behavioral challenges, social and emotional health challenges, or academic challenges. NLTA President Dean Ingram says those students should make up 10% or less of a classroom.
Within the classroom environment, teachers will have to direct their attention to those students that have the highest cascading of needs. When those students have to have their needs met, and again, justifiably so, but the teachers had to focus on them, certainly they have to have their needs met, that means that within that classroom environment, there are other students that are not having their needs met.
Ingram says schools and classrooms need more resources. Education Minister Brian Warr says the government is adding staff. He says by September, there will be nearly 350 more resource positions in schools around the province than there were a few years ago. But he wouldn't say that schools will have what they need.
I think we're getting there. And, after the full implementation of the Education Action Plan, it's time for us to sit down as a department and as a government again to take a second look at it and see where we stand.
Moore says he would support more regular reviews of school classroom sizes.